And away we go here, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears along with you for a special edition of the Now program on this Sunday, April the 12th, 2020, 4/12/2020. Our guest in studio today is a gentleman who's called in many times on this program over the years and has been in studio many, many, many times, but never in the new studio since we made the move here last August. So great to have him here tonight to talk about all the news of the day and a little bit of everything else going on. He is a national celebrity. He was the first viral video nearly a decade ago, and for my money, people remember him for The Voice, but one of the best radio talents, whether the voice had been there or not, bar none, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, here we go.
Happy Easter, Scott, and my God, have you upgraded, man. It is beautiful in here, man.
You have been, I think, at every location that
yeah.
we have been. We go back now. I was trying to think of this earlier. We go back, I think, right after the whole viral video thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You were the first one to catapult me into somewhat of the social media fame.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All those years ago.
You and Doral Chenoweth, my two guardian angels.
And Doral, I remember, came to the studio when we had done an interview and interviewed you in the studio.
Sure did.
Sure did. How is Doral? Have you talked to him recently?
You know, I spoke to Doral. He got back from one of his many trips that he goes to various countries and all. He does his goodwill work and all. Doral's doing fine. I love him very much. Now, I've got with me my friend, David Jones. And David, of course, as you know, is a health and wellness specialist, and he represents a company, you know, Nikin. And I want to say hello to everybody over at Stewart's Root Beer Stand.
Oh,
I can't wait to have some of that famous root beer.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you've got a little bit of a hunger on you right now.
Absolutely, I do. But you know what? Root beer is my favorite choice of drink.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, we did a remote with Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, over at Stewart's not too long ago. Maybe we'll all go over to Stewart's sometime.
I would love to.
Wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
Yeah, some curly fries and Stewart's, a delicious root beer.
Now, how do you like your dog, your hot dog?
It could be filthy. No, I'm just teasing. they got a place up in Akron, Ohio called Stray Dogs. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Stray Dogs, and that's a hell of a name to put on a hot dog stand, but they make it, I mean, so sloppy. Not quite as sloppy as, what is that, Skyline Chili Dogs. You ever have one of them?
Oh, yeah.
My God, you choke off the cheese.
You really do.
Yeah.
And Tony Paco's. We also have Tony Paco's up in Toledo, another famous hot dog joint here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. We love our hot dogs here in Ohio.
Yeah, we do.
Ohio, home of the hot dog.
Well, you know, New York, we love our hot dogs, too. Nathan's.
Oh, absolutely.
World famous.
Now, when you were in New York, Ted, how long were you there when you were growing up?
I left home at 16. I left New York at 16. I joined the United States Army. Never looked back.
Now, when you were in New York, where were your favorite places to go?
Well, I'd go to Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium, the Garden, Madison Square Garden. I'd go downtown. My mother was very responsible for kind of indoctrinating me to some of the finer places like Radio City Music Hall. We'd go to Rockefeller Center for ice skating. We'd go Central Park, of course, and Statue of Liberty, Macy's, you know, those kind of things.
And we all remember your mother so well. During that whole viral video thing, they flew her. She was already in New York.
Yeah.
So she came out to the airport and greeted you there. Yeah. And that was one of the most touching moments I think anybody had ever seen.
My mommy. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it was for me, you know, just to see that woman's face to face, you know, over the years that I had not seen her and tried to lie to her during my crack addiction. You know, addiction causes you just to disregard a person's feelings, interests, love, care, and all those things. So she just got tired of the lies and, she just separated herself or detached herself, especially when I didn't go to my father's funeral. That was an indication that, boy, that boy just fell off badly. So I kind of respected that over the years, and all I did was pray that God would let her stay alive one more year.
And how she lived to be a ripe old age.
96.
96.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And the first thing she told Meredith Vieira of the Today Show, she said, I had finally gotten a chance to see that my prayers were heard.
Isn't that something?
My God, speaking of the devil.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Come on in here. Don't try to hide now.
did you pick up the libations? Oh, because Ted is ready to eat, man.
Yes, yes. Oh. Terry, how you doing, man? Happy Easter to you. Yes.
Yeah, Terry Jackson.
Yeah, my mom lived
here
to be 96 years old. And I want to say a lot of things that kind of will interject my buddy here, or what we call segue, into David Jones. My mother lived very healthy. And she, I, you know, if I can recall, you remember those big waters that what do they call it? The when you put those big old jars of water on top of a thing, the water cooler.
Water cooler.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only thing that she ever had in reference to healthy water.
You know, oh, really?
Water cooler water, yeah. No matter who it was, bipolar or whoever. Not bipolar water.
It was bipolar water, yeah. Terry. Did you know that? It was bipolar.
David, does Nikan have bipolar water?
I hope not.
Well, it was interesting because we all remember your mother from that video. But what kind of mom was she?
Well, you know, there was only three of us. I was an only child. And my mother wasn't a big cooker. You know, some mothers, they cook, you know, even though there's only three or four kids in the house, they'll have an overabundance of food at some point where there were leftovers. In my house, there was never no leftovers, you know. Once the kitchen was closed, it was closed. Now, I had snacks. I had Oreo cookies and milk, and that was good night. And, you know, you're certainly not getting up and making nothing in the kitchen. So my mother wasn't that way, but she was a very, very, very protective mother. You know, she would fight for me. She literally, I'd go in and she'd see my clothes tore where I had a fight. My mother would be like, who? And I would tell her, and then she'd go to the mother of the child before she would hit the child.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because luckily I got to know your mother a little bit because she called in on some shows that we did.
Yes.
And I remember calling her to book her on the show, and she was such a proper woman, just a really proper woman, but she was so nice. You know, she wanted to know, I remember her saying, now, what time do you want me to call in? What number? You know, she wanted to make it right. She wanted to be right, and she wanted to...
Oh, and that's the way she was.
Yeah, she really was. And in her, she was in her 90s
then. Her accessories matched the blouse and the stockings, or, you know, the shoes, you know, that kind of thing. She was always that way, and she dressed me. My father was the type of person that he would leave the rent money and the food money on the table. Outside of that, she had to pay for the phone bills, my tuition for school. She paid for my clothes and all. But my father took care of the, you know, car payment and rent and food. But my mother, she would always accessorize.
Well, we're going to do a few hot topics here right off the top because there are other things going on in the world other right now than the coronavirus, although we are going to talk a little bit about that because it is important at this point. But this past week, we learned that the Democratic presidential candidate will be Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
What do you make of Joe Biden?
I'll vote for him, personally speaking. I will. I don't know much of his agenda and all, but I do know that he's still in the race. And as you say, he's been put before the Democratic table. So I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. You know, I'm not going to say anything negative about our dear Commander-in-Chief right now. My dear friend David, on the other hand, is a very big Trump supporter. But I will say that I think Joe Biden is going to definitely, you know, make it.
Do you think Joe Biden can beat President Trump? We're getting close.
Oh, God, I don't know. That's the only fear I have, you know, especially in certain crucial states. Dave, what do you think about that?
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. One thing you see about Biden on TV is the blunders that he's made and the gaffes, and he seems to do more of that than Trump. So can he get it together? Can his staff kind of, you know, get him more polished to where he can do better in the debates and stuff?
Trump's whole agenda is a big blunder.
Terry, grab that microphone. Get in on this. Joe Biden is now the man. Bernie Sanders has went back to Vermont.
Officially dropped down.
What do you make?
Oh, man, I have to agree. I don't know if he has enough to win or not, but I think I'm going to vote for him, so...
So you think he might have trouble in the winning category?
Yeah, like I say, just, you know, of course, you can't really believe, you know, read everything you read, but if that's the case, I mean, they're really attacking him pretty good right now. So,
who do you think he should choose as his vice presidential candidate? That's a fun game to play.
Yeah.
Who should he choose? You know, I heard somebody suggest somebody the other day, and I don't think it would ever happen. But if he did, they might win. Somebody said Hillary Clinton.
I was just thinking that in the back of my mind right then. You know.
Yeah, somebody said that. Now, they said he would probably never do it because...
Or what about the woman that's running now, or was running...
Was it Kovac or like an Amy Kovac?
No, yeah. Klobuchar. Earlier today, they mentioned her
or
being
a... Kamala Harris?
Yeah. That would probably, you know, because then that would be another historical situation like we had the black president. You know, now we'll have a woman vice president. Yeah, I think that would work.
What does it say about the country, though, that the two guys running are white guys over 70 years old, that we cannot get a woman in there, we can't get anybody under 70. If either one of these guys are elected, Trump or Biden, it will be the oldest person ever elected to president. Why do we keep getting older and not younger?
Well, that's a good question there, Scott.
We keep saying, though, as a nation, we keep saying we want young ideas, but we're always afraid to... For some reason, I mean, we say we want young thinking and young idea, but yet we in this particular instance, we never go with the.
Is it maybe because the, you know, the quote unquote good old boys network that the politics in Washington have been going on so long that it's hard for a young person to crack the ice and get in there?
Well, here's what I've always said, and I don't understand this, because Ohio is Midwest. We Midwestern people, we're salt of the earth, and we go Republican sometimes we go Democrat, but yet we've never had a female president, we've never had a female governor in Ohio, we've never had a female mayor in Marion. Why? Why no women? It's been 100 years since they got the right to
vote.
I'm
sure there are qualified candidates.
You would think somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
You know, the problem was, and this is not an opinion, this is just fact, and anybody who disagrees with this fact just clearly is not looking at the paperwork. But Hillary Clinton, whether you liked her or not, and whether you wanted to vote for her or not, she certainly could have done the job. She is not a dummy. She had been Secretary of State, she'd been First Lady, she'd been a senator from the biggest state in the Union, New York, population-wise.
What is this, the charities that she was accused of funneling money from? Well, you think that kind of knocked her out of the box?
I think between her emails and between the FBI director coming out with a bunch of nothing the week before the election, I don't think... You know, it's interesting. When
she's Time Magazine Woman of the Year for like 20
years. Always the most admired
years.
Woman.
Absolutely.
The only time Hillary's not popular is when she runs for something. That's the only time. We love her all the rest of the time. But
I always thought Condoleezza Rice would have been a good vice.
A lot of people wanted Condoleezza Rice. A lot of people wanted Elizabeth Dole to run for office.
There you go.
There were a lot of women who had that cachet.
Yeah.
But that's what I don't understand. I never felt that people should have voted for Hillary because she was a woman. But when somebody would say she's not qualified, well, then you clearly can't see that's just a lie.
Yeah.
That's just a lie.
Yeah.
And Biden's qualified, you know. So I feel that whoever wins, at least, you know, will have somebody who knows what they're doing.
Exactly, and leave Twitter alone. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think Trump tweets himself? I've never seen him with a phone. I think he's got a tweeter.
He's opened up the door for social media like he has.
I think he does. I mean, that's not a knock on him, but I've never seen the man with a phone. I mean, for somebody who's the guy who tweets more than anybody else, I've never seen him tweeting.
Yeah.
You know, you would see Hillary on her BlackBerry, and you see these other people on their phones. I've never seen Trump with a phone.
Hello. Bill.
That was timing. That was perfect. That's
I was
probably Trump
say
right
Donald,
there.
But I said no.
That's probably. If what would you say if you met President Trump?
You know, when all of this, it's funny you asked me, and I'm going to say this real fast, but when all of this first happened, I was on Entertainment Tonight. Actually, Dave and Jimmy over at WNCI, they were fielding calls. And do you know Donald Trump offered me a one-year lease of free rental at one of his places in the Trump Towers at
really?
In New York? Yes. You can go ahead and Google it if you'd like. And the only things that I... But if I met him now, I'd say, Donald, go back to doing what you do. Be the best real estate mogul ever. You know what I mean? That's what I'd say. And I watched The Apprentice, Donald. I did. You know, you were great on it. You're fired. I liked all that. But you just can't fire your whole cabinet staff and all of that, and people are making allegations and getting 5 and 6 years, and then you're hiring people who have no understanding of what their job is. Look what he did to Ben Carson. Ben Carson's one of the leading surgeons in the, you know, and now he's, what, head of HUD?
Yeah, he's the head of housing.
Yeah, head of housing, and here you've got one of the best surgeon generals, you know, candidates to be. And then you know, I don't know.
What do you call make of our, what is our Surgeon General's name now? But he gets on television a lot now during this COVID thing. What do you make of that Surgeon General? No. Oh, boy, C. Everett.
It's Adams. His last name is Adams.
What do you make of that guy?
I have no understanding at half the people that he appoints. You know, you never hear any kind of, you know, credibility of these people. You know, look, he's made Pence a speaking agent for the Corona thing. You know, Pence, you handle it. You handle all that.
But Terry does a good Trump impression. Give us a little bit of your Trump.
Stop it, Scott.
Scott, I want to say one thing. This is Easter.
It is Easter. Again. You should be nicer today.
Yeah.
We're a little rough.
I want to say for everyone in the Marion area and our listening audience, I want to say to have the best, healthiest, as to the reason why I brought my friend here, to have the best, healthiest Easter here and after. How did you like that water he turned you on?
It was delicious. Now, David, tell us about this water because it has a special.
The way he led into that was like,
wasn't that a
now, David, there's some good water here, buddy.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us about the water. It's fascinating.
It's called Pi Mag, and if you Google Pi water, it was discovered by Japanese botanist about 35 or so years ago in a remote area of Japan. There was a bunch of plant life at the bottom of this natural stream, and the plants were growing like they were plants on steroids, like, you know, Miracle-Gro times 10. And it puzzled these botanists as to what is it that's making this plant life so full. And they discovered that as the water came down the hillside, it was picking up the natural energy of the earth, which is magnetism, you know, North Pole, South Pole. And also it was picking up all the trace minerals, which if you've ever seen the commercial for Gatorade, the word electrolytes is the fancy word for trace minerals. The potassium, magnesium, sodium, all those have to be there. And so it was just picking up the trace minerals and the energy of the sun beating down on it, the energy of the earth. It was just getting all of the goodness, and clean air. It wasn't, you know, polluted air coming out of, you know, factory towers. And every cell, every living cell, whether it's the cell making up a plant on the face of the earth, to stay alive and to function, needs the five elements of nature. So this plant life was getting, this water had all of that. But Pi means living water. And I was sharing with you earlier before we came on, what makes it living water is that they have two versions of it. There's a water bottle. I call it my adult sippy cup. You can take it with you wherever. And no matter how nasty the water is in a bathroom sink or whatever, the technology in this water bottle, there's a filter that screws to the underside of the cap, and that filter filters equal to or better than a dialysis machine. That's how, so it does a really good job taking the bad stuff out.
And I've had the water.
And I'm getting ready to give
Terry, try this water.
Try that water.
Try that water.
So you got a filter that's taking all the bad stuff out, and then two positive, what makes it living water, there are two positive things that go back into the water. One is the trace minerals, the electrolytes, and the other is the water runs through a magnetic field.
Oh, they drink it all down.
The water runs through a magnetic field picking up the natural energy of the earth. And there's an interesting strength test you can do. It's a type of muscle testing called applied kinesiology, where, and I've done this with a number of people, if you put the tips of your thumb and middle finger together, and I'll count to three and try to pull them apart, before you drink anything, I'll get them apart. After a couple swigs of this water, do the same test. I can't get your fingers apart.
You know, it's very delicious water. It's delicious. Now, Ted, there is one thing I wanted to get into.
Okay.
Because I want to talk a little bit about this coronavirus. And actually, I just want you to read this. This is our public PSA we have right
now.
Okay,
sure.
That's very important.
Okay.
That we get that in tonight.
Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment. Now, the donations are needed, disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks. Now, you can do that by giving the Marion County EMA a call at 740-223-4142, or why don't you give them an email and contact them at smcnamee, okay, county@co.marion.ohio.
Call them.
See, as you can see, I'm still trying to learn to become email literate. But it says marion.ohio.us. So thank you for your generosity. Once again, those donations are needed. Disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks. Call them Marion County EMA.
Absolutely. And it's such an important thing. So let's get right into it. It's the topic of the day. COVID-19 coronavirus. Ted, what have you made of this mess we've got going on in the country right now?
Personally speaking, good health is very important. And number two, cleanliness, you know, because the germs, I think germs just spread. And I was just telling you about what I found out. 6 feet is not enough. What do they call it? Social distancing.
Social distancing.
They say that it should be 12 feet now, and that the virus can be spread through the soles of our shoes. There have been various medical employees who have said that they carried the virus on the soles of their shoes, and that the spray that goes airborne can go as far as 12 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
See, isn't that scary?
I just read it on my phone. One of my, you know how you get those alerts of newsworthy items, and so that was it. 12 feet should be the new social distancing.
Now everybody wants to take a picture. Everybody wants to do a video. Yeah. You don't know the people, so when you go to your local public establishment, what happens?
I go to a Speedway in Columbus, and literally, people, you know, are you that one guy that was on, you know, blah blah blah. And after we go to that, these people have actually dropped their masks. They come in with masks on, and they drop their mask and want to go for a hug. I don't know whether they think that I'm coronavirus free permanently, or I'm not susceptible of catching it from themselves. They'll go and pull their gloves off to shake my hand every so often, and then I'll throw that little elbow out. You know what I mean? I tell you what happened to me the other day. I was at Walmart, and I was picking up my girlfriend's, I call her my wife, my girlfriend. She's my everything. So I'm not legally married to her, but she is my girlfriend. I've been with her for, as you know, Scott, over 25 years.
I've known Kathy for just as long as I've known you.
Absolutely. And so I was in Walmart, and I was at the pharmacy, and there was a line of 5 people. Now, Scott and Terry, you can attest to this as well as David, that I have allergies. I have very bad sinus. It's been diagnosed as sinus, a chronic sinusitis. And so I was in the...
Did a doctor say that?
That's what they call it.
Chronic sinusitis.
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Man, it's chronic. I had a drink of that once one night.
But at any rate, I was like 7th in the line. I happened to have my tissue in my back pocket, and I pulled it out and blew my nose. The line cleared immediately. I went right to the front.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, one lady, but the most one of the comments that one person made leaving struck me so funny as to the reason why the line cleared. She said to me, "I'll just come back tomorrow," and she had been waiting just as long as I had.
I'll tell you, if you want to go to the head of the line right now, all you got to do is cough,
yeah.
Just cough,
blow your nose or whatever.
People will now when you blow your nose in public. Do they say, "Oh, there's Golden Voice"?
You know, I've never had nobody still. They probably what they do is see when I blow my nose. Sometimes in the commission of autographing something, I will always run immediately, and I have these sani wipes. Sometimes I carry those, or I'll get a tissue and wipe it off, or run to a nearby restroom and say, "Just stay right there." But for the most part, I don't shake no more hands. I don't. You know.
Well, that's interesting though. Sinusitis. I'd never heard of it. Does it give you
chronic
headaches?
Sinusitis. No, what it is.
It's actually pronounced sinusitis.
There you go.
Sinusitis.
See, any word, the itis at the end, itis means inflammation. And then the first part of the word is where the inflammation is.
Sinusitis.
Like tendonitis is inflammation of the tendon. Sinusitis is sinus inflammation.
Yes. Sinusitis, and he was also a heck of a football player.
Wasn't he? Yeah. Sinusitis.
Yeah. Ted, but what do you think the end result of this is going to be? This is a
it's certainly not going to end like our dear commander-in-chief again said somewhere near May. He's looking for a May back to work order. Everybody's going to be, you know, I don't know whether the $3 trillion that he allocated for these stimulus checks are going to be exhausted or whatever. But I heard your interview with Sam Donaldson, who said our kids' grandkids are going to be paying that money back.
Well,
did I?
Now you were listening to my interview with Sam Donaldson.
Yeah.
What did you think of Sam?
I thought that was an absolute great, and not the bad. I mean, well, you know, I'm biased, so I can say that Sam called a spade a spade. You know, when he said it was horrific and all, David had another choice that said that he never said that he was had the highest IQ or whatever. But yeah, it was kind of debatable about some of the things that Sam said. But as you mentioned, he said he's no longer an employee of ABC News, so he's right to his own opinions. Some of those opinions, I felt the same, you know.
Now, for somebody who's worked in broadcast as well, Ted, do you feel at this point, being such a public figure, that you are entitled to your own opinion? If Joe Biden wanted you to announce him on stage or campaign, would you do it?
Yes.
Have you been asked by local people?
Yes, yes.
Will you do it?
Yes. Back in the day when I went, this was before my crack addiction and all of this Golden Voice hoopla and the viral video and all. Back in the day, there were city councilmen, Charlita Tavares in Columbus, and Jerry Hammond, Ben Espy. These were big city council people that I would say, hey, I'm Ted Williams, you know, on 106.3, vote for it, you know, that kind of thing, you know. And I've always been, to be honest with you, Brooklyn, New York is a Democratic area. So when we had Mayor Lindsey, John Lindsey, and Jimmy Carter and all of those, you know, he brought the CETA program, those Democrat, we had Shirley Chisholm.
Oh, Shirley Chisholm. Yeah. There's a name from the past. There was a woman who ran for president.
Yeah. You know, we had those kind of people that we, you know, would go on the bandwagon with. I'd walk around and pass little flyers out, vote for Shirley, vote for, you know, this, that, and the other. Then I met Jesse Jackson. I met him. You interviewed him.
I've interviewed Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, I was down there, and he knew who I was. And surprisingly, some of the people that I think that wouldn't even care or know who the hell, you know, I was, did. Betty White, she knew who I was. Dick Cavett, you had Dick Cavett. I was in New York. They were having a Friars roast on Betty, and I met him, and he was like, and then now what's that guy that does the Aflac? Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, he knew who I was. He said in a little video that I still have to Kathy, he did it in that duck voice, you know, you don't have to know me or whatever.
You know, and Ted, one of the things that's interesting is when you were on the radio, you really were multi-talented. You did characters. Most people don't know
I
that.
Always do. I do. You know, I'd tell you, Terry, if he'd have came any later with this pizza. No, I'm just kidding. But I do the old man. That's my favorite. You had somebody on just recently. I was listening to him sound like the old man. Oh, no, that was a minister. Excuse me.
It was Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know necessarily if he was a minister. I don't know what he was. Called himself a reverend, but...
That was Leroy Jenkins?
Leroy Jenkins.
You know Leroy
Jenkins? Oh, yeah.
Didn't he book that black woman out of her lottery money?
I talked to him about that, but...
I love you, Leroy. You know, if you believe in God, I can't question your faith.
He's went on now to the great beyond.
Okay. Yeah. Leroy, that was dirty stuff, man. That was dirty stuff, Leroy.
And he had his own water.
He had his own water. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was a rough kind of guy.
But,
you know what was the word? I sitting across from, because we did it in person, I interviewed a Reverend Jenkins. His hairpiece was very vivid. That's all I know. When you sat in front of him, that thing, ooh.
I sometimes wonder, is that really Trump's hair? You know, and we're not going back to that, but, you know, sometimes, one time, listen, I have to say this, and believe me, folks, when I say this, the next time you see a Trump standing at the podium or whatever, look at those two hands of his. One of them always stays in this manner. Whenever he's talking, he'll say something, and they look like they're puppet hands, you know, because he doesn't have a real good speaking style. You know, he doesn't hold on to it this way, holding it or whatever. But these two hands, they always have, they look plastic. They look like they're being puppeted underneath there. Like when he makes a point, they always go like this or whatever. Next time you see Trump on a thing, look at his hands and how they move and how the fingers always stay in this gesture. Now, I understand that there is certain etiquette with public speaking. You know, and he is, if I'm not mistaken, a Freemason. He's a Mason.
Is he?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he is. And so they have certain things and gestures that they make that speak volumes in that manner of speaking, you know? Those Masons, man, judges are Masons, lawyers are Masons, you know, people and lots of politicians. And so they have a certain way of speaking in gesticulation. Yeah.
They well, and Ted, you know, we have spent a lot of time talking about radio here. What's the other big character you did, though? You did the old...
I do Shorty.
There you
That's
go.
That's the one I really love, you know. Marion, I, my friend here is going to tell you a little bit more about our addiction program, our addiction problems here in Marion, Ohio.
How is that going, Scott? Have you heard any numbers, or is it still a big influx of addiction with opiates?
It's not... we haven't solved the problem, but everything has taken a backseat to this coronavirus while that's going on.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
All that's been talked about. Now, we've had no people die in Marion as of yet, thank goodness, and I think about 50-something diagnosed at this point, but okay. It's rough around the country. I don't know what the end result's going to be as far as total number of people who will die.
Yeah.
It's a downer.
Man, I was looking at that statistic, or listening to the statistic from my friend over in Japan. He was talking about Japan. Give us a little shot on that statistic.
Yeah, that's interesting about Japan.
Yeah, I was listening to a Saturday kind of a regular Saturday conference call, and they had a doctor on there, and he was sharing some stats about Japan, and Japan's got 126 million people, and living in Ohio, I was just curious of a comparison. When I looked up population of Ohio, it said like 11.69 million in Ohio, so less than 12 million. So there's more than 10 times the number of people in Japan, and they're all crowded on that, you know, island of the J big, but Ohio has more than double the number of deaths of a country that's has 10 times more people.
I was going to say, I talked to a guy who has dual citizenship in the U.S. and Greece, and he said Greece has 90 deaths. That's it. 90.
Japan has 99, and Ohio has like 250.
He said they have 90.
Wow.
And I asked him, I said, I know you can't really put your finger on, but I said, what's the secret? You know, how do they have such a low number? And he said they have a 92% compliance rate with the stay-at-home.
Yeah.
He said how they do it is, he said, you sign a paper, for example, that says, you know, like if they say, Ted, where are you going? And you say, I'm going to the store. And they look at this paper, says, you can only go to the store from 11 to 12, and it's 1 o'clock. You know, what? You can get a $150 fine.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the second time, it's $300.
Well, I was going to
say, the third time, 3 days in jail, you know.
Of your home state, Ted, what have you made of old Governor Cuomo there?
Man, I'm telling you, talk about social distancing. Nobody is doing nothing.
I was going to say, it looks like Brooklyn, they're on complete lockdown.
Yeah, they are locked down. I don't know, martial law, whatever you want to call it, but it's terrible. Wow.
What did Governor Cuomo say? He was going to fine somebody $5,000 if they went out on the street?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Gosh. And he took down all the, in Brooklyn, he took down all of the basketball courts, you know, the outside basketball courts.
Governor
Cuomo. Now, are you going to have a summertime?
Well, I was talking to a senior in high school this year. No graduation.
No graduation.
No senior prom.
No Ohio State Fair.
What are we going to do?
We're all going to Scott Spears' house.
For a barbecue.
A social distancing barbecue.
To stand 13 feet apart.
Social distancing barbecue.
13 feet apart.
There's going to have to be some kind of break in this. I mean, regardless. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't live in fear of that. I am right now within the social distancing situation here. Scott has this big desk in front of me. But I want to say, I don't live in fear like that. David had a adage that said something like, we're being so reactive instead of proactive, you know?
That's a good analogy, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, man, if you live in fear... in which I believe the adversary, speaking of Satan himself, wants us to live in fear. Because personally speaking, I thought that since the impeachment thing was so much front and center with Trump, and he was causing big taxes on imports from China, that it was politically done for that. You know, because here's that cruise ship that all of a sudden has a few people infected with this, and then they're quarantining the cruise ship and all. I thought personally that Trump had, you know, something to do there, because now you don't hear nothing about Trump. None of the bad doings. The media is not concentrating on Trump at all, and that was a good way to divert. And then I thought that $3 trillion that were allocated for this stimulus was a way for him to be reelected.
Well, it's going to be good for people.
He's trying to put money in people's pockets because people
the economy back.
Lost their jobs.
The Congress did have to vote on it, voted yes.
And they voted yes.
And the Senate voted yes.
Yes.
So they're all working together on this. It's the first time they've worked together in years, but it works.
Well, it's a good re-election.
It's good material for re-election.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Yeah.
Well, do you think the stimulus could re-elect Trump, Terry? This close to the election?
It's not going to hurt him, that's for sure. But I don't know.
With the young people, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just got an amen for Ted Trump's agenda. At least there's one Democrat out there listening.
I love you.
The Republicans will come and knock us out here in a second. Have you ever lived in a time, though, when it was so divisive? We can't even talk politics without somebody wanting to swing or take a shot at you.
Yeah, I you know what? Politics and religion, those are the things you stay away from, and you brought up that way. You know.
But we've always talked about it on radio.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I don't want to smear anybody's names, but I'm not for Trump. Bottom line. He's a great real estate mogul. I love him. But when it comes to being my commander-in-chief, if I had a way to defect, I would.
Yeah, this is interesting. Rush Limbaugh, radio man, certainly cannot say he's not a success. What did you make of him getting the Congressional Medal of Freedom?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I said I loved Rush. I was going to say I am a Rush supporter on some of his ideas about, you can't go without Rush. Rush calls it like it is. That's what I like about him. But when it comes to all of his political agendas and all, no. The freedom, no. The Medal of Freedom.
Were you shocked when you were watching the State of the Union and he got presented with that?
Yes,
I
was.
A radio man.
I was.
Has a radio person ever got the Congressional Medal of Freedom?
No, none whatsoever. Not that I could think of.
I was. It just gave me hope.
Unless
I thought, well, one day maybe I'll be there.
Yeah.
I got to get in good with the president.
Something to look to work for.
So, yeah, that's right. Something for the future to look forward to. What did you make of that, Terry Limbaugh?
I thought it was a little bizarre because I didn't. I thought the meaning behind the award was for like bravery and and here. I see this guy getting it for basically a radio broadcast. I didn't understand the whole.
What'd you make of it, David?
I didn't know what to make. I mean, I didn't know, is there a list of criteria that you have to meet to get an award like that? So not knowing a whole lot about the award, I was just like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Trump brings so many things to the table, but you don't know what brought you to that criteria you was talking about. You don't know what brought them to that point.
But that award's been around. It's not like Trump. Created the award.
No, it's been around. No, but what I'm saying is, Rush Limbaugh, of all people that deserved a Medal of Freedom, a Congressional Medal of Freedom, give him a Purple Heart.
I did, but and somebody said it. That State of the Union was for television.
Yeah.
That was a television show.
Yeah.
When you brought the husband and reunited him with the wife who hadn't seen, that it was television. I'm glad they're reunited. I mean, I certainly don't begrudge that, and the soldiers deserve all the accolades in the world.
Absolutely.
But that was television. I mean, what'd you make of Pelosi?
Must see TV.
What'd you make of Pelosi tearing up her papers? Boy, you couldn't turn it on a newspaper or a television show the next day without learning about her tearing up the papers.
I love that gal.
You love Nancy?
Yes, I do. She's straight and forward. She'd be a good candidate for something.
No,
I
mean, she wouldn't.
No, because she jumps in Trump's butt.
She doesn't take a lot of guff. I'll say that for her.
Yeah, we'll put it that way.
She's got her own. She's got her own feelings about things.
Yes.
We'll say that.
Yes, and that's what we need, a woman president who has those feelings and all of those ideas.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Hey, caller.
Let's see what we got here. Go ahead. You're on WWGH Radio.
The Medal of Freedom is not congressional.
What is
it? It's not awarded by Congress. Medal of Honor is awarded by Congress.
Medal of Honor. So
the Medal of Freedom is just can be awarded to anybody the president wants to award it to.
What do you make, what is the criteria for the Medal of Honor?
Freedom.
My freedom.
Little freedom.
The Medal of Honor is a military award, and Congress authorizes it.
Right. But the one that Medal of Limbaugh freedom. Got, what was the criteria for that award?
He did something the president likes, or he does things the president likes, says things the president likes.
Just the president's
life. Other than that, I don't know what else it takes.
It's interesting because I would never have, and it's not because it's Rush Limbaugh, it could be Paul Harvey. I never heard of a radio person getting an award like that at a State of the Union address.
That was the only interesting idea.
Yeah, that may have been a little questionable, but as far as whether or not he deserved it was up to the president. You know, the way he did it maybe was a little questionable, but other than that, it's the president's discretion.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for correcting us on that congressional aspect.
Yes.
Good insight.
Thank you. Telephone lines are open, by the way, if you want to call in. 740-383-9994.
Say happy Easter to me, Marion. Just somebody call and say, hey, Ted, happy Easter. I got a bunch of eggs over here for you.
You know, I wonder if Easter egg hunts went on today. I wonder, you know, church services didn't. They were televised, but they weren't.
Well, Frank Carl, Pastor Frank Carl, on our way up here, we were listening to his worship service, and he was standing, I guess, on the rooftop of Genoa Baptist or Genoa Church, Christian Church there in Genoa Township.
Really?
Yeah.
They were calling them drive-by services, but what people were in their cars in the parking lot, and they had a flatbed where a live band was playing the church music. But people were in their cars and listening to it via a radio station.
That's good.
So they showed up at the church park. So they were there. They were physically there, but they were keeping their social distancing and they were staying in their cars for it.
Well, see, I think that's what, you know, people have to be creative in this time that we're in, and that certainly is a creative answer.
Hey, you know what? This program is being sponsored by Stewart's Delicious Root Beer.
You were craving that root beer, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. I was hoping Mr. Stewart would call up and say, hey, Ted, I got some root beer on the way.
You know, in southern Ohio, they call that root beer.
Root beer.
Root.
Root, not
yeah.
root.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
Question, do they have root beer floats?
Oh, they do. Oh, they do. We've given them away on this station.
Is that right?
Root beer floats.
Stewart, yeah. I'm on my way. But, God.
But, you know, it's very interesting because when we sit back and we look at this, because we've only got 3 minutes left this hour, but Ted's going to be here for a whole another hour, so stay tuned. We're going to come back on the other side of the news and weather. But when we look at this whole thing, and next hour we're going to have fun, where are we as a country at this point, 2020, right now?
Divided amongst fear and possibility, you know? Gas prices are low, though. I got to give it to the situation. You know, he was talking about how low they were, $1.35 a gallon. You know, we're just torn between fear and the possibilities of all of this coming to end soon, because these kids are going to be nuts this summer. This is going to be the first summer that we'll just see no kids in the street. You know, and just the thought of the idea of parents now saying, honey, don't go near that man. Come over here. Don't shake that person. Don't hug that person. You know, all of the joy and love is subsided.
And for some levity, you have your coronavirus song. Give it to us.
Corona, coronavirus free. I'm Corona, coronavirus free. I'm coronavirus free today.
That's very good. The legendary Sanford and Son theme song.
Yeah.
Now, where did that just pop in your head one day?
Yeah, no, well, I was making a joke out of it, and I left a message on my daughter's, because she has this little thought that whenever you talk to her or whatever, she bump fish you and say, coronavirus free. So I said, co-corona. And I left it on her answering machine, and now they play it, you know.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. It's a good little
I'm
tune.
Coronavirus free today.
Did you ever? A lot of people have said this. Did you ever want to be a singer with a voice?
No. I was always told that I could probably being a not a choir, but what do they call Glee Club?
Glee Club.
Yeah, I was always a candidate for that, but that was only because I could go boom, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
You could be the vocalist.
He could be a good doo-wopper.
Doo-wopper.
Do 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 do.
There you go.
Do 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 do.
Since we don't have any baseball, let's round out. Sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. I don't know the rest. No. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Baby, it's root, root, root for the Cubs. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
But don't look for that because it's not happening right now.
Hey, listen, listen. How about this one? You ready? Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity. No, I didn't see that.
Come back after the break. It's a lounge act.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. We're going to have fun. Don't go anywhere. 10 minutes. The Golden Voice is with us. Stay
Come
tuned.
Back. We gonna take it in six. 4-6. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
No, but I believe in the tribe. It's going to, I mean, the